All right. Welcome to Open Road with Oscar, the podcast that, well, fuels your wanderlust and helps you hit the road with confidence.
I like that.
I'm so excited for this deep dive because we're heading to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, nice.
Think towering forests, rugged coastlines, and those epic mountain views you see all over Instagram.
It's beautiful country.
We're crafting the ultimate Pacific Northwest road trip itinerary just for you guys.
Ambitious. Definitely impossible. Not at all. The Pacific Northwest is a region of stunning contrasts. From the vibrant energy of Seattle to the tranquil depths of Crater Lake.
Oh, wow.
There's something for everyone.
You know, what's funny is we've got a stack of articles, blogs, even some vlogs, promising the best Pacific Northwest experience.
There are a lot of opinions out there, for sure.
We've sorted through it all so you don't have to.
Exactly. Think of us as your road trip co-pilots.
Okay, I like it.
We'll navigate the information overload so you can focus on what matters, experiencing the magic of the Pacific Northwest firsthand.
Okay, first things first, we need wheels. And that's where Oscar comes in, our sponsor for this episode and your ultimate road trip companion.
You know, Oscar offers a variety of vehicles to suit your adventure style. Imagine cruising along those scenic highways in a comfortable SUV.
Oh, yeah.
Packed with all your gear.
Yeah.
Or maybe a sleek, fuel-efficient car for zipping between destinations.
I love it. So where do we even begin this epic journey? It seems every source points to Seattle as the perfect launch pad.
Makes sense. Seattle's a hub for international flights, plus it's got that cool urban vibe.
Right.
You can easily pick up your Oscar rental at the airport and spend a day or two soaking up the city's energy before you head out.
I'm picturing Pike Place Market, the Space Needle.
Oh, yeah. Gotta do it.
Maybe even grabbing a coffee at the original Starbucks for that true Seattle experience.
Yeah, why not? But let's be real. The Pacific Northwest's real treasures lie beyond the city limits.
Okay.
We're talking about natural wonders like Mount Rainier National Park.
Oh, yeah.
Just a 2.5-hour drive from Seattle, you'll find yourself face-to-face with this iconic snow-capped peak.
Wow. And speaking of face-to-face, one hike that kept popping up in our research is the Skyline Trail Loop.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that one.
It's about 6 miles and promises those stunning views of wildflowers and glaciers you mentioned.
Absolutely. It's a moderately challenging hike. So good hiking boots are a must.
Yeah.
And be sure to check the weather conditions before heading out.
Yeah.
Mountain weather can be unpredictable, especially at higher elevations.
Noted. After conquering Mount Rainier, we're headed east towards the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area.
All right.
It's about a 3-hour drive from Mount Rainier.
Oh, wow.
And is famous for its cascading waterfalls and the historic Columbia River Highway.
Imagine cruising along that historic highway with views of Multnomah Falls, Littoral Falls, and Bridal Veil Falls.
Oh, wow.
It's a photographer's dream.
Okay, I'm sold waterfalls and scenic drives. Count me in, then we'll make our way to Portland, the quirky heart of Oregon.
I love Portland.
You mentioned you love exploring independent bookstores.
I do.
Powell's City of Books is a must-see.
I've heard of it.
It's the largest independent bookstore in the world.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
I've heard legends of Powell's that I would sit for. I could easily get lost in there for hours.
I bet.
And after a day of book browsing, what better way to unwind than in the serene Japanese garden?
I could use some of that right now.
Me too.
And for a taste of Portland's quirky side, we have to mention Voodoo Donut.
Oh, those.
Their unique flavors and creative designs are legendary.
Incredible. Okay, after our Portland pit stop, we're venturing south towards a natural wonder that's totally different from anything we've seen so far.
Ooh, okay.
Crater Lake National Park.
I've always wanted to see that.
It's about a 5-hour drive from Portland, and prepare to be amazed by the deepest lake in the United States.
It's formed by a collapsed volcano, right?
Wow.
Crater Lake is known for its intensely blue waters and dramatic cliff-lined caldera.
The photos are breathtaking. And it seems like the 33-mile scenic rim drive is the best way to experience it.
You could spend a whole day driving that.
With over 30 overlooks, I bet we'll be stopping every few minutes to soak in the views.
Exactly. And don't forget your camera. This is definitely a landscape that needs to be captured. If you're up for an adventure, there's a trail called Cleetwood Cove.
Right.
That leads down to the lakeshore.
Wow.
Imagine swimming in those sapphire blue waters surrounded by towering cliffs.
Okay, I'm adding that to the list. Swimming in a volcanic crater lake. Now, that's a story for the grandkids.
That's a good one.
But before we pack our swimsuits, let's keep heading south to a land where ancient giants reign supreme.
Okay, where are we going?
Redwood National and State Parks.
All right, I'm in.
Buckle up for this one. It's about a 9.5-hour drive from Crater Lake.
Whoa, wow, that's a haul.
These parks protect 45% of all remaining old-growth coast redwood forests.
That's really important.
Imagine towering trees wider than school buses.
I can't even imagine.
I've seen the photos, but I can't even begin to fathom the scale of these trees in person. And driving along the Avenue of the Giants, it's like stepping into a fairy tale.
It really is. And there's one particular tree that captured our attention. The immortal tree.
Oh, wow.
This resilient redwood has survived lightning strikes, loggers, and even fire. Talk about a testament to nature's power.
That's incredible. I can't wait to stand among these ancient giants and just feel their energy.
Mm.
But we can't linger too long. Our Pacific Northwest adventure continues north towards another diverse landscape, Olympic National Park.
I'm ready for it.
Olympic National Park is truly a 3-in-1 experience. Mountains, rainforests, and coastlines all packed into one incredible park.
You mentioned you're fascinated by ancient ecosystems.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The Hoh Rainforest would be a dream come true.
I've always wanted to go.
I read that it's like stepping back in time with massive Sitka spruce and western hemlock trees, some dating back centuries. But I also want to experience those dramatic coastlines. Rialto Beach with its giant driftwood logs and sea stacks looks incredible.
It is. But our research also uncovered some important safety tips. Apparently, Rialto Beach is known for sneaker waves.
Oh, what are those? These rogue waves that can surge far up the beach unexpectedly.
Oh, wow.
Always check the tide charts and be aware of your surroundings.
Good point. Safety first, especially when exploring wild coastlines. And while we're on the topic of safety, what about wildlife?
Olympic National Park is home to a variety of animals, from the iconic black-tailed deer to the more elusive bobcats and even bears.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so be prepared.
So we'll definitely need to be bear aware, especially when hiking and camping. Making noise on the trail and storing food properly are key, right?
Absolutely. And knowing what to do if you encounter a bear is crucial for staying safe. But let's not forget about the smaller, equally fascinating creatures. Have you ever heard of a banana slug?
Banana slug, is that what it sounds
like? You got it. They're these bright yellow slugs, and they're actually the second largest land slug in the world. You might spot them on the forest floor in Olympic National Park.
Wow, that's a fun fact to whip out at a party.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, from Olympic, we head towards our final national park destination. North Cascades National Park, often called the American Alps.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's about a 3-hour drive from Olympic National Park, and it's a haven for hikers and outdoor enthusiasts. Rugged peaks, turquoise lakes, and cascading waterfalls. North Cascades has it all.
Sounds beautiful.
I'm especially intrigued by Tahaplo Lake. Those photos of its vibrant turquoise water are absolutely mesmerizing.
It's a sight to behold. And what's fascinating is that the color comes from glacial runoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the glaciers grind rocks into a fine powder called glacial flour, which flows into the lake and reflects sunlight, creating that stunning turquoise hue.
So it's not just a pretty picture. It's a reminder of the powerful forces that have shaped this landscape over millions of years.
Exactly. And speaking of powerful forces, we have to mention the Maple Pass Loop Trail. It's a challenging hike.
Okay.
But the 360-degree mountain views from the top are said to be unforgettable.
Challenging hikes with rewarding views. That sounds right up my alley. And I read that there's a chance to witness a glacier calving at Cascade Pass.
Now, that's something I haven't experienced, but it must be both awe-inspiring and a stark reminder of climate change's impact.
Definitely. It's a good reminder that these landscapes are constantly changing, and we need to appreciate and protect them. Okay, after soaking in the beauty of North Cascades, we loop back to Seattle, concluding our epic Pacific Northwest road trip.
And for a fine touch of adventure, you could even take the ferry from Port Angeles to Victoria, British Columbia for a little international detour.
Oh, a Canadian adventure. I love it. But before we get too carried away, I keep thinking about those sneaker waves you mentioned earlier. They sound pretty dangerous.
They can be. Sneaker waves are unexpectedly large waves that can surge far up the beach, catching people off guard.
Right.
They can knock you off your feet and drag you into the ocean. So it's crucial to be aware of your surroundings. Never turn your back on the ocean and stay a safe distance from the water's edge.
Noted. I'll definitely be extra cautious when exploring those wild coastlines.
And keep in mind that high tide can significantly limit beach access, and in some cases even make certain areas impassable. Checking tide charts is always a good idea.
Good point. Planning is key, but so is flexibility. We might need to adjust our itinerary based on weather conditions, road closures, or maybe even a spontaneous detour to chase a stunning sunset.
Flexibility is essential, especially in a region as dynamic as the Pacific Northwest. And that's one of the great things about renting a car with Oscar. It gives you the freedom to adapt to those unexpected moments and explore at your own pace.
Totally. It's about embracing the journey, not just the destination, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of journeys, all this talk about breathtaking landscapes has me thinking about those delicious meals we'll be enjoying along the way. Our research uncovered some real gems.
Oh, yeah. Do tell.
Well, for fresh seafood with a view, you can't beat Crescent Seafood in Crescent City, California. It's right on the marina, so you know it's going to be good.
Sounds amazing. And of course, Portland's culinary scene is a must experience. We already talked about Voodoo Donut, but Powell's Books also has a fantastic cafe. Imagine fueling up on delicious food and then browsing through endless shelves of books.
A book lover's paradise. And if you're a wine enthusiast, we highly recommend a detour to Willamette Valley in Oregon. It's known for its exceptional Pinot Noirs.
Okay, now we're talking. Scenic drives delicious food and world-class wines. Mm-hmm. This trip is shaping up to be pretty epic. But I have to admit, with all these options, I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed.
I get it. It's easy to get caught up in trying to see and do everything. But remember, the beauty of a road trip is that it's your adventure. You can tailor it to your interests and pace. Don't be afraid to prioritize what excites you most and leave room for spontaneity.
That's good advice. It's not about checking off every single item on a list. It's about creating an experience that feels right for you.
Exactly. And that's where having a reliable car comes in handy. With Oscar, you can explore at your own pace, stop wherever you want, and create lasting memories along the way.
I'm loving this sense of freedom and flexibility. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I wanted to touch on something several sources mention, the impact of wildfires in the Pacific Northwest.
It's an important point to consider. Wildfires have become increasingly frequent and intense in recent years, affecting air quality and even access to certain areas. It's crucial to check for any fire-related closures or advisories before and during your trip.
So while planning is essential, we also need to be prepared to adapt our itinerary based on real-time conditions.
Exactly. Websites like the National Park Service or the U.S. Forest Service provide up-to-date information on fire activity and potential impacts.
Great resources. I'll definitely be keeping those bookmarked.
And remember, even if a certain trail or area is closed due to fire, there are always alternative options to explore. The Pacific Northwest is full of hidden gems waiting to be discovered. Sometimes the best adventures are the unplanned ones.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, with all this talk about exploring these incredible landscapes, I can't help but think about, you know, how do we balance our desire to experience these natural wonders with the responsibility protecting them?
Yeah, it's a question every traveler should ask.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a road trip.
Oh, for sure.
But we need to be mindful of our impact on these delicate ecosystems.
Right. We've touched on practical tips like packing out everything you pack in, staying on designated trails, and being respectful of wildlife. But it goes beyond that.
Right. It's about shifting our mindset from one of consumption to one of appreciation.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on what we can get from these places, mm-hmm. what if we focus on how we can contribute to their well-being?
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
Whether it's supporting organizations dedicated to conservation, advocating for responsible tourism practices, or simply educating ourselves and others about the importance of these natural spaces, we all have a role to play.
It's about leaving these places better than we found them so they can be enjoyed for generations to come. And maybe that starts with choosing a rental car company that aligns with those values.
Absolutely. And Oscar is committed to sustainability. Their fleet includes fuel-efficient vehicles, and they're constantly exploring new ways to reduce their environmental impact.
That's fantastic to hear. It's good to know that we can make responsible choices without sacrificing the quality of our experience. Okay, as we wrap up our deep dive into the ultimate Pacific Northwest road trip, I'm feeling incredibly inspired. It's clear that this region offers a unique blend of adventure, natural beauty, and cultural experiences.
And with a little planning flexibility and an Oscar rental car to get you there, your dream Pacific Northwest adventure awaits.
Don't forget to check out driveoscar.com for all your rental needs. And be sure to share your amazing road trip photos with us on social media using hashtag OpenRoadWithOscar.
Happy travels, everyone.
Thanks for listening.